Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He has made a covenant with the night, and with the darkness he is in agreement.
Uncut after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
0344 499 1000 is the phone number, the Late Night Alternative. Good evening, Alistair.
Evening.
Evening.
Is that Ian?
Yes, is that Alistair?
How you doing?
I'm all right, how are you?
Oh, a bit weird at the moment.
What does that mean? Drunk?
A little bit.
Give us a call when you're sober. Give us a call when you're sober. I don't like you when you're drunk. And I worry that me talking to you on air when you're drunk is in somehow enabling you. And I don't want to enable you, man.
No, I don't enable you as well.
No, you don't enable me. But but I feel uncomfortable talking to you.
No, you do. Because what you do every day is you say you hate callers.
Yes.
And certainly...
Alistair, are you about to have a go at me?
Yes.
Right, call me when you're sober, all right? Because I'm not taking that shit from you, okay?
Off.
There we go. There we go! Had to dump that. There we go. That's it. I mean, Alistair's one of our many listeners who has issues with alcohol, and we say many, many times, don't call us when you're drunk. Alistair, that was your last chance, man. Last chance? That was the last chance, wasn't it?
I think so.
Hang on a minute. Sam, let's get that open. That has got to, I mean...
I think so. Coming over the horizon.
I saw it, yeah. How many times has he told me to F off now? How many times is that? Was that four? And they called me a C at least twice.
Yeah, I think we're done.
I think we have to be done, mate. Honestly, Alistair. Here's the thing, right? We took a call last night from a young woman, in her 50s, actually. Okay. Here we go. Tamara, our guest, was expecting a call at 11.
Oh.
Now, so we'll call her at 11 if she's cool.
Do that.
If she's cool with that, we'll call her at 11. Now, I wonder whose fault that might be.
Well, let's not apportion blame, shall we?
I'd like to. Did you get the timings wrong after I said to you, have you double-checked the time difference in the States because you got it wrong once before? Did you?
Right. There's been a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, and we changed days, remember? I'm just looking at the email. Yeah, I did say 11 o'clock. Okay, my bad.
It's Graham Nash!
No, it isn't, because we've got a phone number for her.
I genuinely...
Graham Nash. What happened with Graham Nash was the PR woman went on holiday and didn't give me the number.
I'm so in love with you as a human being and as my best friend, because we had this conversation, right? We got an amazing guest coming on. We've got Tamara Simmons, who's the executive producer of Surviving R. Kelly, the show that we have been banging on about for about a week now, and it's incredible. And I'm so thrilled that she's coming on, and so lucky, because I think this is the most important TV show of the last 15, 20 years. I think it's an incredibly huge story, and I cannot believe that it's not getting the attention. It should be front page news, right? And it's not. Here or in the States. And we've been, Catherine has been talking with Tamara and people in Tamara's office for the last week or so. She said, right, we're all set. I said, I don't want to bully you, but can you just double check you got the time difference right?
Yeah.
So, because once before you didn't get...
I did, right? I got the time difference right. What I got wrong was having a sleep in between.
Tamra's coming on at 11 to talk about Surviving R. Kelly, which is the most incredible show. Here's the thing, right? Late Night Alternative, I'm Ian Lee. Who are you?
Catherine Boyle.
This is a show about fun and laughter and joy, and it's celebratory, and we have some wonderful, wonderful guests and some wonderful, wonderful comedy themes. We're going to carry on with the Heavy Petting Zoo tonight, which was fun and was vulgar and was rude and was naughty, and I know a lot of you liked. But then we also talk about mental health. I talk about my mental health, about my divorce, and you know, kind of like that. And it's not, the show isn't all about that. It was maybe 18 months ago. It got a bit heavy, and we kind of knocked that on the head when we got the figures in. But this is a real, I don't want to say this is a safe space, but to a certain extent it is, in as much as people can phone us up and at their lowest point, and we will not turn them away, all right? And we will do our best to help them in the tiny, tiny way we can. We had that phone call with Chris before Christmas that kind of got a lot of press, and I don't quite know why it got so much press, because we've done stuff like that before. But, you know, a guy who was dying, and we held his hand through the radio until the police came and found him and saved his life, okay? And we had a call last night from a woman who was really struggling. It was in a lot of pain and was suicidal. Was talking about killing herself. And we had so many. I'm off Twitter. I've deleted my Twitter. If you're wondering, it's gone. It will come back. It's not a permanent thing. So when it does come back, don't go, it's coming back. But right now, I'm really enjoying not having that Twitter account. But I did notice via my other Twitter account, for my record company, so many lovely tweets from people saying, oh, well done for talking to Caroline, wasn't it, last night? Mm-hmm. Thanks for that. And then there's just like one or two absolute a-holes. A guy called Antsky. Deleted it straight away
and then blocked me.
Yeah. Oh, is this Ian fishing for his next clickbait thing? It doesn't matter if this one dies, the next one, another one will come on. Clickbait, clickbait, clickbait. What a disgusting attitude from a scumbag. Here's the thing, because that tweet, I saw it because it came up on the screen here. And it really played in my mind. It's one other person. It's a real minority. I know that. And I know most of you are cool with the fact that people can phone in when they're at their lowest. And some of you can't listen to that and you switch off. Some of you don't want to listen to it because you find it boring. You switch off. That's fine, man. Some of you listen because it's gripping and you want to hear the humanity. That's fine, right? We probably lose listeners because we do stuff like that. But here's the thing, Antsky and the other naysayers. Do you think I enjoy taking those calls? This is what I've been thinking about all day. Do you think I enjoy talking to a bloke who's taken an overdose and for at least 30% of that call, I thought he was dead? Do you think I enjoy that? That call last night with that poor woman, right, who was in a lot of pain. Do you think I enjoyed that? That I was sat there going, here we go. That was horrendous for me. That was horrendous. No, it's not anywhere criticism of Caroline, by the way, if you're listening. I would like you to call in again, actually. But listening to that poor person in pain, or any person in pain, and I'm not a therapist, I'm not a counsellor. All I can do is share my experience, and I've worked with some great counsellors and kind of share, you know, try and remember some of the stuff they said to me. It's all I can do, right? But I'm a human being. I'm a bloke. I'm a bloke who's just got divorced, living on his own and is miserable, right? So do you think, Antsky, that I've got a little boner going on when I get those calls? No, because what I do is I feel a tiny percentage of that person's pain, and then I take that home with me, and it gets in bed with me, it gets up in the morning with me, and it hangs around me all day, all week. I've still not got over the call from Chris. I've still not got over it, right? And again, it's not criticism of Chris, not criticism of Caroline at all. I'm more than happy to take those calls. But how dare you suggest I'm thinking this is great for the show, this is great clickbait? How dare you think that Catherine, as you suggested in your tweet, is screening the calls to try and find suicidal people so that we can put them in there? The way this show works is Sam answers the phones, doesn't ask what you want to talk about, asks for your name and your number, calls you back. That's it. That's how we've worked it for nearly 3 years in this place. And that's how we work a bit of the BBC. That's how I've always tried to work it. Certainly at Absolute and for a lot of LBC, once I discovered that trick of not asking them, the callers, what they want to come on. So no, Catherine's not there screening for suicidal people. I'm not there rubbing my hands with glee. So shame on you for suggesting that. Shame on you, you scumbag. Right. And here's the other thing. There's only so much we can do for certain people. All we can do is share our experience and our strength and our hope and our stories, okay? And if that resonates with someone, then that is great. But there has to come a point as well where I have to go, do you know what, actually, you're really damaging to me, and I have to stop engaging with you. And I feel like an absolute C word when I do that to people that are in trouble. I feel like a C when I have to say to someone who's obviously in pain, I'm going to have to ask you to stop calling me. I feel terrible, I feel guilty, I feel ashamed, I feel like a failure. So Alistair's call at the start of the show is a real disappointment to me, because we've had three or four times, certainly two times he's called me and Catherine C's, and I think another two times where he's told me to F off, right? Because he's drunk, okay? Because he's drunk. I'm an alcoholic, I'm a drug addict, right? More than an alcoholic, I'm a drug addict, right? So I know what it's like to be in the throes of addiction. I know what it's like, right? I know what it's like to be powerless, to be pouring and sniffing and smoking stuff that I don't want to put in my body. And I know that it makes me an absolute a-hole. Cocaine turned me into just the biggest tosser you could imagine. I was funny for bits, for like a tiny, tiny little bit. But then for most of it, I was a dick, right? And the rows I got and the arguments and the fights I got into with people I love because of cocaine, right? So me having to say to Alistair for the third or the fourth time, I think it is, we're not going to take your calls anymore. That makes me feel like a failure. That makes me feel like I've failed a human being. But I've got to set boundaries to protect me, to protect Catherine, and to protect Sam, and to protect you as well, dear listener, right? So four incidents, that when one of them would have got someone a ban from a station for a lifetime, four, I think, really has to be the limit. So phoning up, and being drunk is an excuse, right? It's not an excuse, right? Phoning up drunk and telling me to F off because I'm, whatever it was, he was saying I was a bully or an enabler or whatever, right? I'm not having that. I'm not having that at all. So can we put a warning by his thing? Don't let him on the station, because I'm not having that. I'm not having him speak to me. I'm having him speak to you, Catherine, or you, Sam, or you, dear listener. I'm not having anyone do it, right? Why are we having a rant at the start of the show? Because I do think some people are starting to take advantage of the fact that we are very open and we are very honest. This is the most honest show on radio, okay? It's the most honest show on radio. And there'll be people on Digital Spy going, well, you invite it on because you go and talk about being miserable about seeing if you invite it. Yeah, we do invite it to a certain extent. But also, I have to set boundaries. And the boundaries are, you know what? You call me an effing C four times, I think you're banned. I think you're banned. Good luck. Don't send me an apologetic email. Don't send me an apology on Twitter because I ain't on Twitter. Your emails are going to go straight to the bin. Don't send a tweet to Catherine to try and get round me. Oh, can you tell Ian I'm really sorry? Because she won't tell me. I've told her not to tell me anymore. I'm going to run into Mum. I'm not playing that game, okay? So thanks for your call, Alistair. But I wish you success and sobriety. But I ain't ever talking to you ever again, unless we bump into each other in a meeting, in which case I'll be very happy to give you a hug. But until that point, put your phone down, stop calling me, right? Thank you. 03444991000. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 03444991000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
excuse me.
Oh, Dad. That's just...
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Closing Time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
OK, let's crack on with the show. So at 11 o'clock, we've got Tamara Simmons, who's the executive producer of what I think is the most important TV show of this century, I would say so far. I can't think of one that's been, not just because about the specific subject of R. Kelly, but also about the treatment of black women, the abuse of women in general, and the ability. We've learnt nothing after Savile. We've learned nothing.
The other interesting thing is, and it's something that keeps coming up, particularly on this show, because I know that it's an area that we're interested in, but... the complicity of the pop industry
in
protecting some people over others.
So we're talking to Tamara at 11 o'clock, and I cannot wait. Let's go to these calls. We've been waiting for ages. Good evening, Philip.
Hey, Ian. Hi, Catherine.
Hiya, you're Philip.
Right? It's none of your business. What have you got for us, Phil?
I'd just like to plug you for saving lives. You and me?
Go on.
Yeah, because... how can I put it?
Go on. Put it straight in.
We help me out a lot.
Have you been struggling a bit? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Really? I'm sorry to hear that, brother. That sucks.
I'm coming out of the good end, though. You know what I mean?
Things are on the up.
I've been listening to you since August last year.
Yeah.
And when I got that, that call... Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
And I phoned you up next day. Thank you. Just keep up the good work, mate.
Well, thank you, Philip, and we both appreciate that. That is wonderful. But you're definitely on the upswing, are you? Think you're heading towards the light?
Yeah.
Beautiful. What without going into detail, was there anything that changed? Did you do something that helped you turn that corner, or was it just one of those things?
No, there's a lot. I had a lot of things on my plate.
Yeah.
And I couldn't cope at once.
So did you push some of the things off the plate?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. That's what I'm learning. Push some of those things off the plate. Clear some space on the plate.
Yeah, you've got to clear your head, haven't you?
You have to. To get
the other information in. And then it works.
Well, Philip, thank you so much for your call. I'm so, me and Catherine, honestly, are humbled that listening to this rubbish, two idiots talking rubbish, that's all the show is. That's what it should be called. We're steady on. No,
one idiot.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Catherine. But the fact that people listening to this and it kind of helps them through a little bit of darkness, then that makes my day and that makes it worthwhile, Philip. So thank you for sharing that, mate.
It's okay. What about Isaiah Kelly? Is he... going to get fined or what?
Well, I hope he's going to go to prison. You listen after 11. I nearly made light of it then by saying he's a very naughty man. He's not. He's a sex criminal and he's an abuser of women and it's horrendous. So hopefully, one of the questions we're going to ask Tamara Simmons, the executive producer, is why is he not in prison? Because I just can't understand it.
Why aren't you coming up in papers, though?
Say that again.
Why aren't you coming up in newspapers?
Why what?
Why aren't you coming up in newspapers? It's bad.
Well, he is bad. He's very bad. You want to watch the series, Philip. Go and watch the series, Surviving R. Kelly. It's a shocker. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Alan Caddick.
Hi, boss. Hi, Cap.
Where are you?
I'm in the bedroom.
Where's your phone?
I'm on my mobile.
Are you on your own mobile, or are you talking into a mobile that you're...
Are you on one of those mobiles that goes around a baby's cock? Because this ain't a phone that you're using.
Oh, there he is.
Hello?
Can you hear me, speaker?
Oh, Alan.
You talked to him.
Have you learnt nothing?
I can't deal with this.
What's going on, Alan?
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you perfectly well. Before, it sounded like you were in one room and your phone was down the hall.
There's someone with smartphones.
Yeah.
And smartphones are not so smart callers.
Oh, come on. Alan Caddick, unload yourself.
I was reading an interesting story in the Daily Mail about someone who had a stroke.
All right, Alan, thanks so much. You keep that vibe. We'll get a new one for tomorrow's show. I really appreciate that. Flipping heck. Good evening, Dion.
Good evening, Ian.
We'll get another vibe tomorrow. Remind me to bring some vibe in tomorrow. We'll just coast tonight. And tomorrow, I'll bring double vibe. Just in case
anyway,
someone sucks it all.
Good Ian.
Good Ian.
Yeah, I thought, listen to the whole show and I'm fed up with all the other stations.
Yes, they suck. Stop listening to BBC London, it sucks.
Brexit, this and that.
Yeah.
You know, PC correctness and everything. That's why I'm listening.
Because you're saying the show is not politically correct? Here we go. Here's a question. What is political correctness?
I don't know. If...
Because you said it, so I thought you might know.
I don't know.
You said it.
Just, I'm trying to say something straight now, which would be...
Can't say straight.
Rather than calling someone obese, I'd rather say, well, you're fat.
Okay, well, you can say that.
I think I should be able to say it.
You can say it. Why can't you say it? And why does political correctness stop you saying it?
Because the BBC don't like you saying it.
The
BBC on your shoulder all the time, then?
Not really, no, I don't really.
Here's the thing. Now, you can say it, but they may not like you saying it. You can say it to me, but I may not like you saying it. But no one's stopping you saying it. But you have to accept that with certain words, there comes... there's great responsibility. With certain words, you can say stuff. You can come on here and slag off Christians and slag off Muslims if you want, but if you do it in a way that is offensive, then I will step in and pick you up. Now that's not political correctness, that's manners.
I don't like upsetting people. I'm quite nice. I'm okay.
Well then, if you know that, and fat's an odd one, right? But if you let's stick with it because that's the one you used. If you know that the word fat upsets some people and you're a nice bloke,
yeah,
then why would you want to say fat?
I wouldn't. I would say you're on the large side.
But you just said, but your whole, I know these arguments are kind of pointless with you, but you said that your whole argument was that you want to say fat, but you can't.
I was trying to think of something It's just that these days I can't say anything.
Yes, you can. We've literally just proven that you can. You can't say anything, but there will. But with a lot of language, there will be consequences.
I know. So you have to be careful what you're saying.
Weren't you careful before?
Yeah, I don't like to upset people.
Well, but problem then.
But the BBC doesn't necessarily... Anyway,
I just said it as an example.
Okay. Anyway, well, you're through to the politically incorrect...
I know.
I'm a big fan of political correctness.
You're on about books with singers and that.
Sorry?
I ordered a book yesterday.
Books with fingers?
Chris Difford.
What's that got to do with fingers?
Chris Difford.
You said books with fingers?
We did, yeah.
Squeeze.
Okay, I'm tripping.
Just saying words now.
The Chris Difford book, Some Fantastic Place. Great book.
That's it. I've ordered it yesterday.
Good. It's a great book. You'll love it. Read it.
Yeah, I know. I've heard so many people have said, and I love Squeeze. I grew up with them.
Oh, did you? What? Did you go to school with them?
No, I was sort of 70s. I saw them in a few pubs in North London. It was my era. I'm 60.
So you can't say Squeeze anymore, can you, because of the Me Too campaign? That's true. It's political correctness gone mad.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah.
You can't say Squeeze.
You're not allowed to say Squeeze anymore because of the Me Too campaign and political correctness gone mad.
Oh, you're having a laugh.
No, I'm not. That's true. You can't say Squeeze. Sexist. Sexual harassment, isn't it?
I was listening to your station earlier today.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing to do with us.
They're on about the new Gillette advert, the Me Too.
Yeah, it's good, that, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't use Gillette.
Well, it's only bad for rapists.
Sorry, what?
Just don't be...
That escalated quickly.
No, but that's what they're saying. Don't be a dick.
Here's the thing. Right? Gillette, as we all know, is the best that a man can get. Yes. We know that. So let's just go and buy it. Thank you, Dion. I've not seen the advert. I've got no interest in the advert. I couldn't care less about the advert. It's in all the papers. Oh, it's an advert. Oh, Piers Morgan doesn't like the advert. Oh, such and such likes the advert. Oh, it's about toxic masculinity. Oh, it's an advert. It's for razor blades. It's for razor blades. Mm. And that advert was made up by a bunch of tossers in suits in some you know, the 50th floor of some skyscraper somewhere. Going, let's what's the scientific formula for creating some kind of controversy around an advert? Well, but it's
yeah, they know that certain people are triggered by the idea of Me Too, and it sets certain people on edge because they think it's an assault on masculinity. It's not. It's just saying. Do we all agree that sex assaulting is wrong?
No, but I think it's even more. I think you can then peel that level away, and it's a dozen blokes, and two women, sat around thinking, right, what would the formula be to create? So we do razor blades, right? Everyone knows with Gillette, we do razor blades, right? We're going to add another razor blade to the thing, so we've gone from 5 to 6. What's the formula to do an advert that even the late night alternative that doesn't even talk about this mainstream crap, that even they'll end up talking about it? Oh, let's do a non-rapey. You know, that's all it is. They've got us talking about it. They've won, so let's not play their game.
I wasn't even talking about the advert.
Ooh,
I was talking about the principal.
Oh, principles.
Are you silencing me?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm being oppressed.
Good.
I don't like it.
No, you don't, do you?
No.
Well, imagine how I feel as a white heterosexual male for the last 45 years of my life.
I can't imagine being at the top of the pile.
No, you can't, but you'd love to be at the top of the pile. You don't,
I would.
You
know? One day I will be.
Yeah, well, one day you
I'm
won't be.
I'm stamp on you.
You'd like that, you pervert.
You'd
not
love
sure
it.
Where this conversation's going, so I think we should probably take a break.
Take a trip into the alternate reality of late night radio.
I think I'm in something like The Matrix, and so are you.
The Late Night Alternative.
Hello, hello.
With Ian Lee.
Is there anybody out there?
On Talk Radio.
Hello.
Of course, when Alistair, I got some two new sound effects, and when Alistair swore at me earlier on, what I should have played was, oh, why is it not working? Is my computer on? There we go. Okay, this is what I should have played.
Language, Timothy.
Say something silly. Go on. Well, you normally do it all the time. So
I'm just thinking of something specifically silly.
Because I've got a great one for you. This is a great little clip.
A biddly biddly bong.
Catherine, you're such a twat.
Right, young man. Bed.
That's my baby that turns 7 on Sunday.
What have you done? I'm calling the soch.
Language, Timothy.
Doesn't he sound grown up? He's gone. This is the progression of here it goes. So this is him.
Ooga zaga, 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 ooga zaga.
That was then. This is now.
Catherine, you're such a
It's a good one, isn't it? What's in his stomach?
I hope he was saying twit. Was he? Or did you get... Wow, have you weaponised that kid?
You know some of the bootleg recordings I've made of my children that I've sent to you?
Yeah, but now it's been aimed in my direction. I don't like it.
You can have it, Sam. I'll send you the MP3. He wants it as his text alert. Hey, someone... Dan, friend of the show, Dan, who lives in the United States of America... and Julie and Dave, we're coming to you in a minute, I promise. Once said he would pay to have all of these soundboard clips.
Shaggy Pony.
You're a pervert.
You want me to do it for you, rub it in?
I'm David Babcock and I got my willy stuck in the Hoover.
I don't want to sell them, but if someone can tell me an easy way of like making an online soundboard and uploading these so that you can play with them at home or use them as ringtones or, you know, text alerts or whatever... I'm more than happy to do that. I'm more than happy to give that stuff away and put it out there. But I don't know how. So I don't know if there's anyone that could build an app for us, like a free app, or if someone could tell me a way of somewhere that I could give it to you, but without actually me having to do any work. I'd be up for that. I am totally up.
He's definitely up for no work.
I'm up for sharing this.
Aren't your balls normally held back by your willy?
I'm up for sharing the great philosophies of this show. But someone can,
no one answered my question.
Someone, I'll show you in a minute. Someone can help with that one. That would be awesome. Now this is turning to. I think we need to start more shows with an angry rebuttal aimed at 80% of our listeners. We need to violently
eject them.
Eject our listeners at the start of the show because this is a great show. No one's listening because they've all turned off because we told them to. But it's a great show. Good evening, Julie.
Good evening. I'm phoning you because I've watched the Surviving R. Kelly series. I watched it a couple of weeks ago when it first came out.
Yeah, what do you reckon?
It was one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen. I watched it with my daughter, who's 20.
Yeah.
And it just played on our minds so much. And I cannot understand how him and all the people around him are not in prison.
Well, here's the thing, and Kath mentioned this earlier, you're right, the people around him are complicit. There's like his, he's only in, I think, the first two or three episodes. His sort of tour manager and road manager and assistant, who's, it took me like episode two to suddenly go, no, hang on, you were there. You were actually there helping get these girls. You're as involved as he is.
And also, someone's keeping them in those rooms and it's not just him. They're frightened to use the phone. You know, it can't be just him.
It was just... Of course it's not just him. And even that guy who was boasting that he'd forged... was it Aaliyah, her name? Forged her age on the marriage certificate.
That's the guy I was talking about. Yeah, yeah.
How can they get away with it?
Well, and this is the thing, and then we've got Tamara Simmons coming on, who's the exec producer of it. And this is the overriding question: is I do not understand how he is not in prison. Now, maybe obviously the whole sex videotape thing, he managed to get away with that. Okay,
yeah,
and maybe it's as simple as no one else has pressed charges against him since. Maybe it's as simple as that. I don't know. Go on, Kathy, you're going to say something.
He manages, you know, money, I think money talks, and also he has power still, even though financially he's not what he was, and actually now people are shutting him down on the radio and stuff. But there are enough hangers-on whose livelihoods depend on it that he gets backed up, whatever he says.
So he must have the police in his pocket, I would
Well, think. Did you notice, it was episode 5 or 6... There was an interesting point where they just almost as a throwaway comment, the narration said he was tipped off about this by his friends in, I think, the Illinois Police Department. Oh, yeah. Right. OK. So, yeah. And that was one of the things. That's how Savile got away with it, Julie, is because he was friends with all the police.
It only takes one.
Yeah. He would have the police around to his for card games and he would buy them stuff and he would go, you know. So he has to have some of the police in his pocket. He has to.
Also, if people are still really impressed by him, aren't they? And people don't want to believe that it's happening. There were women outside that courtroom. There were women outside his concerts who were saying, I don't believe, you know, they didn't believe other women. I don't believe it. This isn't him. They're just trying to bring him down because he's a strong, powerful black man. And so the world's against him. And so they, you know, they chose their own version of what happened, despite the fact that all these women are talking about the same thing.
I don't understand how anybody could not believe those women on those that had been filmed. I mean, there's no way they're lying about that.
Well, I wonder if this... I know there was a thing on BBC Three, sex, R. Kelly, Sex Lives and Videotape, or Sex Lies, Sex Girls and Videotapes, which I didn't watch. But it's on BBC Three, which is kind of a... Okay, again, it's not a mainstream channel really. So maybe this documentary is the first time that all of these girls, these women, have told their stories together. You know, if one girl comes forward, this argument doesn't hold much water. So you know, one girl comes forward, she's lying. A year later, another girl kind of pops up in a small little story in the paper. That don't believe. But when you've got woman after woman after woman after woman and parent
and his ex-wife and
parent
children.
And stuff like that, when you've got them just bang, 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 all together, all cut together, then you have to believe it. You have to believe it when you see it like that.
But surely they're going to do something now.
Well,
now this has come out.
I've seen a few stories in the online press in this country of things that are sort of trickling through, like the woman who says that he gave her herpes. And, you know, so...
Yeah.
That.
But here's the thing as
that's
well.
That's what they're going for, those bits.
In America, more so than here, money can buy you freedom.
You get a different kind of justice.
You look at OJ, you look at Michael Jackson, and also that first court case about the urinating on a 14-year-old girl.
That
got delayed for 6 years because he had excellent lawyers that could delay it for 6 years. Suddenly you got a six-year-old case. She's not 14, she's 20. The excitement and the Ferrari has died down. So he gets another case, he can delay it for years and years. Money can buy you freedom in America. The whole justice system is bent over there.
Do you think he'd have got away with it like that over here?
I look at Savile, who got away with it. That's a really good question. I don't know.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
It's a real tough one. And eventually you would like to think so, but I mean, Gary Glitter didn't go to prison. He went to prison for child pornography in the 90s, I think, but he didn't go to prison for actual rape until about 5 years ago, you know, and Rolf Harris didn't go to prison until about 5 years ago, and Stuart Hall didn't go to prison until about 5 years ago. So, and that's, you know, decades after it started with those men.
When you said that, I was going to say there is a racial dynamic in America that is different from the one here, but I'm not sure how different it is.
Yeah, it is. It's a fine line, isn't it? I'm really not sure.
What was it like? Listen, I'm coming at it from a bloke. I'm a bloke watching it, and I don't have daughters. But what was it like watching it with your 20-year-old daughter, who's, you know, not much older than a lot of the women, a lot of the young girls in that programme?
It was very interesting because there's things that have happened to both myself and my daughter in our lives that would relate to that.
Yeah.
And so I was quite concerned about her watching it. But I'm glad she did because women, young girls get accused of lying all the time about things like this, and it made her see that she weren't the only one.
Julie, I really appreciate your call and sharing that with us, and you know, lots of love to you and your daughter, and keep listening, because after 11 we're going to speak to Tamara, who the executive producer, and hopefully we might get a few questions answered, as you know, where we're both scratching our heads a little bit.
Okay, right. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you, Julie. I really appreciate that. That was a great call. Thank you very much indeed. Dave.
Hello.
We've not got much time, Dave.
I know, but I've only got a few entries for the heavy petting zoo.
Go on, do it. Go on.
Bit inappropriate, but that's.
I know, but go on. What you got?
Clam.
Yep. Is a clam alive? Clam is a rock, though, isn't it?
No, they're fish.
It's a mollusk, isn't it?
Clam, yep.
Mollusk, yeah.
Yep.
Snapper.
Jesus Christ. Yes?
And obviously, cock.
Right, thanks very much for your call, Dave. I really appreciate it.
I'm so glad we squeezed that.
I know.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.